This is the EV Car Club, and it's just a club for fun. You know, EVs are fun. This is about fun. So we're just here to make connections and have fun, build our network. But also, as part of MTE, we're here to serve you. And even if that's outside of electric vehicles, we want to do that. So if you have a question about anything else, anything we can help you with at all, don't hesitate to ask.
Welcome to MTE's Plugged In Podcast. This podcast focuses on the world of electric vehicles. We combine expert interviews and personal stories to educate and inform listeners about electric vehicles. So whether you're an early adopter who has been driving an EV for years or you're just starting your research, this podcast is for you.
Hello, I'm Amy Byers, and welcome to Middle Tennessee Electric's Plugged In Podcast. It's just me today because Brandon is out getting everything together for the Supercharged Cruise-In that will be held on June the 8th. A few years ago, I sat down with Brandon and we talked about why he started the EV Car Club. Let's listen in and hear what he has to say.
Hello, everybody. We're here at the beautiful Barfield Park in Murfreesboro to talk to Brandon Wagner about the EV Car Club. First of all, Brandon, just want to welcome you this morning. We're here to talk about the EV Car Club. And first, before we get to that, I want to talk a little bit about why you decided to form this club.
Sure. Well, we realize a lot of our members are very excited about electric vehicles. And so as we were designing different programs for electric vehicles, I was talking to my father-in-law, who he used to restore British cars. And he made an interesting observation. He said, you know, the people that I know that have electric vehicles are as proud of those cars as people I knew that had the old British cars. And I thought, well, that sort of makes sense. That rang true with some other stories I'd heard where people had said that maybe a friend of theirs got a car and just said, you've got to drive this car. You've got to try it out. And then my father-in-law took it a step further. He said, I was part of the British Car Club, and I think you should probably investigate maybe doing an EV car club, and maybe MTE could run it. So that's kind of what started taking root. And we built on it from there.
So, you know, you're right. Some of the best ideas come from, you know, our dads and really come from history. You know, I watch the American Picker show a lot, and they're always going out there and finding these old jackets from car clubs or decals from car clubs or things like that. So the car club really is a great idea to get like-minded people together and really get more enthusiastic about their product. You know, if you're excited about something and you're talking to someone else that's excited about it, that's just going to generate a lot more energy. So how many members do you have right now?
Right now we have 147 members who've signed up. And I think there's only 4 or 5 of those that are employees. So these are all external members who are interested in this. Not everyone has an EV, but everyone's excited about EVs. A lot of people have questions about EVs. Right. And, you know, talking about the history piece, I'm excited about the car club for 2 reasons. That from a personal standpoint, me and my father-in-law are actually rebuilding a 1961 Austin Healey, and we're converting it into an electric vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so actually we started digging around trying to get answers for different kinds of pieces we need. And we found different car clubs across the country that they have a lot of those discussions, because this is something that's really popular, maybe not in Middle Tennessee, but out, you know, other parts of the country. Yeah. And then from a, you know, that's my personal connection to the car club. From an MTE perspective, I don't know that, at least in my time in this industry, we've ever had something that our industry impacts people's lives so much that they're so excited about. And so just to be able to talk with members about something that make them smile, it's a new experience, everyone wants to learn, it's rapidly changing, that's exciting for me too. There's so many people with a lot of questions, and this will be a place where people can get questions and share experiences.
Yeah, I know, you know, EVs have been around for a while. You know, I think they were, you know, 10 or so years ago, you know, we had this big push for EVs. Of course, there wasn't very many options. There was like the Leaf, and then there was like the Tesla, and that was pretty much it. And then it kind of died off a little bit. And now all of a sudden it's kind of had this reawakening, so to speak. A lot of other manufacturers are jumping on board now. I think pretty much every manufacturer's got their own brand of EV now. So it's really exciting. So when the club gets together, I mean, do people bring their cars with them? Or tell me a little bit about the kind of events you're looking to have with this car club.
Right. Well, we launched our first event was a booth at a car show in last September at the Wings of Freedom Fish Fry in Smyrna. And that was sort of an interesting experience because we were with all these classic cars and here we are more of the future of the auto industry. But everybody welcomed us. I think people were really interested to see what, you know, what tomorrow looks like. So we've done that a few times at different car shows, always been received really well. We've had members bring some of their own personal cars to set with our booths at some of those other events. We've had Mustangs, we've had Teslas, we've had, several Nissan Leafs. And I think we're getting a Volkswagen in the fleet. And I actually talked to a member the other day who's supposed to be getting a Rivian, and I'm trying to convince him to please bring that to the June 18th event.
Yeah, that's exciting. I know, we recently had the Earth Day celebration, and y'all set up a booth there and had several cars within within your booth space. And it seemed like when I would walk by, I mean, there were always people there. They were all looking around the cars and talking to other people. And I had, friends of mine that were there. So I just came from the EV booth. I have an EV, so I've signed up for the club. So they're all excited about that. But I think the exciting thing about the club is you don't have to have an EV to be part of this movement, to be part of this excitement. I know, some people may not be ready for it. You know, they may not be the time in their life to buy a new car, but they still want to hear about it and learn about it. And that's something that, I'm sure you're going to be talking about at this event as well.
Sure. Yeah, we definitely want the car club to be a resource for education where people can get their questions answered. I think something we're learning really quickly is people feel like, well, if I go become an EV owner, I've got to change my whole lifestyle. And the people we know that are EV owners are telling us, no, this accommodates my lifestyle. And so, even talking with some manufacturers, they've always said the way to win people over is to get them in the seat. And so that's what we want to do. We want to get people comfortable with it. It may not be for everyone, and that's fine. But for those who, they really want to make that move, we want to be a valuable resource for them. And then just have fun with this. I mean, EVs are fun. We want this car club to be fun. There's not a lot of rules around it. We want it to be something where people can really connect and have a good time.
The EV Car Club started in 2021 and has grown to over 550 members. If you would like to join the EV Car Club, just go to driveev.com, click on the button that says EV Car Club, then scroll down to the bottom of that page and you'll see the button that will take you to the sign up form. So what do you get for being a member of the EV Car Club besides a community of EV enthusiasts? Well, you get a quarterly newsletter that will have all the latest up-to-date information on the world of EVs. You also can be a member of our Facebook group page where you can talk with members about any questions or thoughts you have about your EV or if you're interested in buying an EV or chargers, all things like that. And you also get to come to our events. We usually have 3 or 4 events a year, but the main event we have, our annual event, is a Supercharged Cruise-In. And speaking of the Supercharged Cruise-In, we have one coming up on Saturday, June the 8th. But before we talk about that, let's take a look back at last year's event.
So I'm out here at the EV Car Club event with Sorrow.
Yes.
And you brought not one, but 2 Teslas.
Yes.
To this event. So first I want to welcome you to the event. And how long have you been a member of the car club?
I just signed up a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, great.
But I heard about it through one of your other meetings here. Mm-hmm. I'm a new resident to Franklin, so I had gotten an email about an electric workshop. And then through that, I heard about the EV Car Club.
Oh, well great. Well, we're glad you joined, and we hope you are finding things from it. What drew you to the car club? Was it the community? Was it just talking to other people about EVs? I mean, were you in a car club before in other places?
Yeah, I was not in a car club before. I just early on started to drive electric vehicles, mainly because I wanted to help reduce America's dependence on foreign oil.
Right.
But I was also very focused. I really liked the tech aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
So prior to the Teslas, I had owned 2 Nissan Leafs.
Oh,
And that's what got me started, and never turned back. They're just so good.
You're not new to the EV game. You've been doing this for a while.
I have, and it's more personally. I just think they're really good. Not having to go to a gas station. Cost of maintenance is so low.
Yes.
They're quiet, no vibration. So I'm just, loving it.
So we've got your two Teslas here behind us. Tell us the models. I know this one is, it looks like very space age, a little bit, Back to the Future.
Yes.
I'm going to say. So tell us a little bit what we have behind us.
So the first vehicle I purchased was a Model 3. In 2018, I was one of those who got in line early to get one. Mm-hmm. And when it was finally delivered, Tesla actually just delivered it to my home. At the time, I was living in California.
Okay.
And my wife was the first one to drive it. And after she drove it, she said, "I like my car." And she just kept driving it. And then I realized I'm going to need another one. Yeah. We have five children, and we used to have a minivan that was very old. So a couple of years later, I started looking around, and I found I really like the Model X that has a 7-seat configuration. Mm-hmm. And I was able to purchase one used off of the Tesla's website.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. So they both have 75 kilowatt battery packs. But the range differs because the Model X is much heavier than the Model 3. But the Model X is also more of their premium product. Mm-hmm. It's got some pretty fancy things in there.
Well, great. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of this event to speak with us today. And
you're
welcome. I hope you enjoy the rest of the day.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Thank you so much for organizing it.
Thanks. So I'm with Rob, and we are here with your Mini Cooper SE.
That's right. Yeah.
When you drove in, I think everybody stopped. And I mean, with the color and the fact, I didn't know that there was a EV Mini Cooper.
Mini Cooper EV.
I think between the color and the shock value of it's just adorable little car. And then the fact that it's an EV is great. And I've had a lot of people stop me when I walk around going, "Is the Mini Cooper an EV?" I'm like, "Yes, it is." So tell us a little bit about your Mini Cooper.
It's a Mini Cooper SE. It was built in last year. I picked it up in April of this year. So we ordered it from Oxford, England. Took 6 months to get it here. It is a fantastic, fun car to drive.
Oh,
it's like a go-kart on steroids.
Yeah.
The minute you hit the accelerator, you're taking off. It's based, a lot of technology is based on the BMW i3.
Okay.
So that's why I loved it, because I've had three i3s in the past. So this is just kind of like the next progression.
Yeah. Well, it is just so, it's so cute. I love the plaid interior. I don't know if our viewers can see that plaid interior, but I just think that looks really, really great.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about why you decided. So is this your first EV?
This is probably my fifth or sixth. Yeah.
So you've been on the EV train for a while.
Since 2014, I bought my first BMW i3.
Oh, wow.
And then I had three of those. My wife has had a Kia Soul EV.
Okay.
She's had a Kia Niro plug-in hybrid. And now she has a Tesla Model 3, and
So you're committed.
Oh, yeah, we're all in.
Do you have any ICE vehicles?
No.
You are 100%.
I refuse.
Wow. That's awesome. I know, we'll talk to a lot of people, and they'll be like, "Well, I really want an EV, or I'm going to have an EV, but it's my second car. You know, it's my around-town car."
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that you've committed to this lifestyle is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a member of the EV Car Club?
Probably maybe 2-3 months, because I just, kind of found out about it. And I just started following it on Facebook. And when I saw that you guys were doing this today here, I was like, okay, I told my wife I'm going.
Well, great. Well, we're happy you're here. We're definitely glad you brought this, because this one's kind of standing out. A lot of grays and whites and blacks, and then green.
Here comes an i3.
Well, yeah. So anyway, we'll let you get back. I know you're probably going to want to talk to the car that you pulled up. So thanks a lot for
being
with us
today. Thank
you very much. So I'm with Steve and his Ford Mach-E, and it's a beautiful car.
Thank you.
You want to tell us a little bit about your Ford? How long have you had it?
Well, I ordered this car in September of 2021, and I received it in July of 2022. So I waited a long time. And during that time, I was on the Mustang Mach-E forum.
Okay.
And I learned a lot about EVs in general, and this car specifically. So I'm very happy with it. I think it's the best car I've ever owned.
Well, great. Well, what I really want to talk to you about today is, I know you were pretty active in our EV car club. And I know, Brandon had mentioned how much the car club has quadrupled in membership in the last year. And I know you've
you've been around and been in the car club kind of since the beginning. So
yes.
Tell us a little bit about your experiences with the car club and the community and what you've gained from that.
Well, I first found it on the MTE website, mm-hmm. signed up as a member, and then gradually got to the Facebook page and went to some of the events, and I've met a lot of wonderful people. And people, the nice thing is that people with EVs, no matter what type of EV they have, mm-hmm. there's still that camaraderie, there's no right. mine's better than yours type of thing. And it's been really wonderful to meet a lot of very nice people.
I know one thing that I have loved seeing on our Facebook group page is, you know, people, when you get one of these, you're excited, you know, and right. they'll immediately post the picture. Oh, I just picked up my car today. And then everybody's kind of jumping in and talking about it. Or somebody just may have a question on, I need to know who should I go to get a charger put in my house.
Right.
Or, you know, just simple things. And it's such a great network of information to be able to pull from people that maybe you're new and just got one and you just got a Mach-E and they yeah. have a question. And here you've had your Mach-E for almost a year and, you know, you'd be able to jump in there and help them.
Yeah.
Answer that question.
So. I do enjoy that, and I enjoy mm-hmm. answering questions when I can,
yeah.
but I ask some too, and people are always very helpful with that.
Well, great. Well, thanks for talking with us. I'll let you get back and enjoy the event.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
The annual Supercharge Cruise-In started in 2022, and it rotates each year in each county that we serve. So the first year was in Murfreesboro. Last year's was held in Franklin. The event grows each year, and we're always trying to think of ways to make, you know, each one better than the last. This year, we think we have surpassed everything and also set the bar for what these events are going to look like in the future. Our theme this year is Yesterday Meets Tomorrow, and it will be held at the Fiddler's Grove. And if you're not familiar with Fiddler's Grove, it is a picturesque yesteryear village nestled at the Wilson County Fairgrounds in Lebanon. We will be setting up next to the MTE building, which is home to a museum which showcases the history of electrification in Middle Tennessee. In addition to delicious food and specialty coffee, powered by the lightning, I might add, we will have games, giveaways, and several door prizes. We are also teaming up with Rivian, Andrews Cadillac, and Tesla to provide a ride and drive experience featuring a Rivian, a Cadillac Lyrica, and a Tesla. And what I am most excited about, we are having the Mountain Ridge 5 Bluegrass Band to play throughout the day. So that's going to give it a fun little atmosphere, I think, and we're all going to really be able to enjoy our nice day out in Fiddler's Grove. You do not want to miss this event, so make plans to be there. If you would like us to send you more details about the event, email us at evcarclub@mte.com. Thanks for listening today, and I hope to see you all at the Supercharge Cruise-In on Saturday, June the 8th from 9 until noon. If you have any questions about the Cruise-In, MTE's EV Ready program, the night flex rate, or anything EV related, email us at evcarclub@mte.com. For more information on MTE's Drive EV programs or the EV Car Club, please visit driveev.com or email us at evcarclub@mte.com. Until next time, plug in, power up, and drive safe.